11:17, 105.3 The Fan, Elf and Friends rolls on. Mike Bassick today hanging out with us. DJ Roy White, as always, we're at the Tylock LASIK Studio Fan Sports Lounge. Coming up at 11:30, we'll taste some soup. We'll talk some food. We love our food, but we also love our Cowboys. Joining us now is Vice President of your Dallas Cowboys, Stephen Jones. Hello, Stephen.
How we doing, guys? Good to be on.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm sure you've been enjoying a little bit of the off season, but a lot of work going on with your Dallas Cowboys. Let's get right to it. You had to say goodbye to some of your players like Terrence Newman and others, but you know, you guys didn't waste any time, and I guess Brandon Carr really loved the airplane in the building.
Well, he was a guy that we felt like was important to us in terms of, especially since we were looking at letting Terrence go, and Terrence had a great career with us, but we felt like it was time. And Brandon, if you take into account his age, his length, his size, and, of course, at the end of the day, the most important thing, what we think he can do for us as a press corner. Like he was the guy for us, and we wanted to get going right away and try to secure that. And fortunately, we were able to do it.
Speaking with Stephen Jones, Vice President of the Dallas Cowboys here on 105.3 The Fan, home of your Dallas Cowboys. And before any of that even started, a lot of people were saying, you know, your offense seems to be in pretty good shape. Defense needs an overhaul. So you got Carr, you got Brodney Poole. And I'll get to the other guys in a second. But the one move that you guys made that I really liked, and I want to get your take on it, was your fullback Vickers. I think that was real important. Tell me why you guys went after him.
Well, we've been looking for a solid fullback, and of course, we actually were in the bidding for Vickers last year, and we were a little more tight at the time, and he triggered pretty quickly down there in Houston. But we think he's had a lot of success. I think he's been the lead blocker for 4,000 or 5,000 yard rushers. Some of them the same guys, but really think he brings an element to our game, a physicalness, a toughness. When we need to run the ball in short yardage and at the same time run the ball in the fourth quarter when we're trying to hold on to leads, then he can play a big role for us.
Does he also open up the fact that maybe you can use Witten and Phillips, and if you get a third tight end, you can actually use them a little bit more in the passing game as opposed to having to use your tight ends as blocking backs?
Well, obviously, John Phillips did some of that for us last year. Fiametta did a nice job for us, but of course had his share of injuries and unfortunately a little bit of his history. But when we didn't have him in there, Phillips had to do it. Of course, that will free him up to be on the line and play that role in terms of whether that's blocking or pass blocking or receiving. It'll free him up to not have to go back and be that fullback.
Last year, Jerry used the term, at times the middle of the offensive line got bullied and pressed back into Romo's face. Do you feel like you've answered some of those questions here via free agency? Because I know John Garrett, and if I'm pronouncing his last name wrong, I'm sorry, Walter Juliff.
Walter Juliff,
yes, the head scout was in Stanford yesterday to see the pro day. Do you feel like you've answered that in free agency, or are you still looking for upgrades up the middle in the offensive line?
Well, we wanted to, not be against the wall in terms of having to pick a certain position. That was our goal in free agency. And, of course, we signed a couple of guards, and I feel like they can step in and really do a nice job for us. They're veteran players that still got a lot of tread left on their tire, if you will, and they do have some length and some size to them, which with our young guys last year, with Costa and Nagy and Kowalski, they don't quite have that length and size. So we think we, did a nice job of filling in there and, to where we don't have to reach and take a guy. And, historically, it's probably better to be trying to get those guards later in the first round, second and third round, and we'll just kind of have to see how that falls.
And it's been reported that on April 2nd and April 3rd, you guys get to bring in approximately 30 college players to kind of interview. How big is that process to you, determining who you guys will take in the draft, the interviews that are done here in Dallas?
Well, they're important. They give you another, some more time with them to really sit in meeting rooms with them, see how they digest the systems that we're trying to run, see how they respond to our assistant coaches. We've got a lot of the, you know, by that time we've got a good feel for them in terms of what type of players they are on tape, what they've done with their measurables, what's, you know, what their sizes are, how they worked out. A lot of that's been determined. What hadn't been determined is what kind of people they are, and as I said, how they respond in a meeting room atmosphere, how they learn, how we think they'll digest our system. So it's pretty critical. And, you know, it's not necessarily just for first and second round picks. We've found, you know, we bring in latter round picks and guys who might even be potential guys that might be college free agents for us. But we find it very constructive. We find it very helpful. And it's an efficient way to really, you know, figure out 30 other, you know, get more in depth with 30 new guys.
Yeah, it's been reported Dre Kirkpatrick will be one of the guys you're interviewing. Is there any other guys you want to tell us who's coming in April 2nd and April 3rd?
Well, it's a little work in progress, and those are things that, you know, we don't like to share right away with. And, you know, ultimately I know a lot of it gets out there, but, you know, obviously there are guys that we, you know, have some degree of interest in or we wouldn't be bringing them in. So that's not something we just volunteer to give out the list. So appreciate you there.
Speaking with Stephen Jones, Vice President of the Dallas Cowboys here on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, obviously Roger Goodell came down to you guys pretty hard with the $10 million. They belted the Redskins with $36 million, and everybody's like, wow, Roger Goodell puts the hammer down. I want to get your take on what just happened the other day with the whole bounty and the Saints thing. Shocking to you or not shocking to you what happened?
Well, you know, one way or the other, you know, I think Rogers obviously, you know, continues to stress player safety. And, you know, it's something I'm on the competition committee. It's, you know, it comes up, it seems like every other sentence in terms of what we're trying to do on the competition committee, and that's protect our football players. And, you know, obviously Roger felt like, you know, that this was to some degree not heading in the right direction. And in terms of severity, that's not for me to be the judge of in terms of what people think the penalty should have been. I know obviously Roger's trying to do the very best thing for the National Football League. At the same time, I know the New Orleans Saints, probably think it's pretty severe. So it's difficult. Roger's got our commissioner has a difficult job, but I do know this. We're very consistent as a league, whether it's at the committee level, whether it's at the league level, whether it's at the club level of trying to keep our players safe.
And that is obviously one of the most important things, and it's stressed by Goodell and by you guys and by everybody else. Is the game changing in your eyes? I mean, because you hear people bitching and moaning about, oh, put a skirt on the quarterback, and we barely touched his helmet, and they called a personal foul, and now the guy hit the guy in the helmet with his shoulder. He really didn't mean to. Has the game changed, or is it still the way it should be?
I think it's more perception. I think the game's still very physical. I think it's you know, fast, and it is hard hitting. I think what we're trying to do as a league is take the unnecessary plays out of it, the head hunting type plays, if you will, the things that, you know, really aren't necessary to the game at the end of the day. You still have to go tackle a guy, and the runner still got to try to run over the defender, and, you know, there's going to be moving fast, and I think the game's a great game, but what we don't need are the shots that, you know, are really unnecessary at the end of the day. And there's, you know, a lot of smart people looking into this, and, you know, we can always do better. And I think we'll continue to try to do better and at the same time keep the game that all our fans love, that people enjoy to watch it on television. People love coming out to our stadiums and enjoy NFL football. And I think we can do both. I think we can have a safe game. And I think we can keep, you know, the great game intact that we have. And we all have a tremendous amount of respect for it. I know our owners do. I know our executives do. I know our coaches do. And I know our players do. And with everybody having that in mind, there's not a question in my mind we can accomplish both.
Well, I don't have to tell you and your father, Jerry, this. Cowboy fans, and I know you guys are absolutely chomping at the bit to get this team back to the winning team that everybody knows from the past, and everybody's licking their chops about the draft coming in April. I know you guys are working hard at it. People are looking forward to it. We will, I'm sure, talk to you a little bit before then, and when that happens, we'll be ready to cover it all right here on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, thanks some for your time.
It's great being on with you guys anytime. Take care.
All right, that's Cowboy Vice President Stephen Jones of your Dallas Cowboys. They got work to do. We know they have work to do, and it sounds like they're working pretty hard getting free agents in here. And I think the one thing he said that was really interesting, and I think we noticed this, they covered a lot of different spots in free agency, DB, safety, fullback, offensive lineman, linebacker, to make it where they don't have to take a specific position at 14.
Yeah, last year at 9, it looked like they had to take a tackle.
Right, exactly.
They had Doug Free and nobody else.
Exactly. And so I think what they've done this year is they've made it where, hey, look, if there's a great guy at any position there, we're probably going to go after him and take him there. All right, Stephen Jones, Vice President of your Dallas Cowboys, hopping on with 105.3 The Fan.